And like that,
we back, man. It's your boy, Chief Rocker, on the motherfucking microphone, per usual. You know I'm on my shit. Hopefully you on your shit. You know who I got in the building with me. It's no surprise.
Yo, yo, yo. It's the White Show.
You already know. You already know. It's a great day, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Anything new? Anything we need to let the people, make the people aware of?
I just got me another new pair of Forces. You feel me?
Ooh, the white ones?
New F-Aquans, you know, feel me?
White ones?
Got to. Got to keep a fresh pair.
Lowe's?
Lowskis. Lowe's? I ain't bought no mids since middle school.
I fuck with the mids, though. I really do.
I don't dislike them, but I'm also a large nigga, so high top shoes, I got to be careful. Mids and highs, I have to be careful. I can easily turn into a clown-ass nigga out here if I don't be careful with my shoe selection. So, yeah. That's my only issue.
You see, me, on the other hand, I'm between an 8.5 and a 9.5. A 10 if they cut real small tight shit. Mm-hmm. So, it never really mattered to me. Only shoes that really mattered to me was them goddamn Chuck Taylors. I did not like having them bitches.
I loved them, but again, long foot ass nigga. You feel me? Like,
rod the boat wearing ass shoes.
Straight up. Nigga had a Hollister shirt with some camo shorts and the Chucks. But my Chucks just fucking it up because my feet long as a bitch.
That nigga said
camo. I can't even give my Chucks the bunny ears so they can look, you know, kind of balance it out a little bit. Shit still look boosted.
Shit. I'm sorry, I'm pouring a drink in the background. That's all y'all here. I'll be real, bro. That ain't bad. Real simple, too. All right, but yeah, man, you know what? I do want to get me a pair of Forces, you know, just to sit on ice. I ain't really been in the Forces since probably high school. That probably last time I really was like into them. I done had a couple pairs since then, though.
Yeah, I chilled out for a while, but we was talking before the show. I got 3 pair right now. And I'm like, God damn, wait, chill out. Just clean them.
Right. Just wipe them off, man.
What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Act like you've been here before, tight shit.
Acting like a nigga that ain't had shit.
Tight shit. At least you ain't go straight to goddamn, What's the bit bulky ass shoes and all that stupid ass
Mischiefs.
Shit? Nah, I fuck with the Mischiefs though.
You know, I fuck with some fashion shit.
I fuck with them. And then I had seen like some low top mock up. I was like, oh man, I might fuck around. Really caught these bitches. My girl really, like when I said I liked them, she could not believe it. She made me pinky Can't promise that I was it. Dead serious. I'm like, no, I really like them. Like, but she know me, I'm not a high fashion nigga, so that's what really surprised her.
I wouldn't even call that high fashion, but I get where you're going at. I just like different shit.
Yeah.
But and that's what it is to me. Don't mean it's always for me. Like I can love a painting, but I would never paint it in my house.
Exactly.
I just appreciate what
it is. I can feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I see what he did there. Like that's some, maybe it was some demonic shit. I don't fuck with none of that. But if it's done extraordinary, I'm like, yo, this shit was raw done.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. I do feel you on that. But yeah, I mean, I would, like you say, I wouldn't. That don't mean they for me. I wouldn't. Not I definitely here. Wouldn't wear them for myself. But, you know, when I see them styled the right way, I'm like, shit, they wrong.
Yeah. Call a spade, bro. I ain't hating on a nigga if he know how to flex them. And then, you know, there's going to be some people who don't know how to. It's just like Jay's.
Yeah.
Y'all know when back in the day, you know the nigga who got the whole fit off the mannequin. And then you saw the nigga who really made the shit look clean.
Man. Right.
That's just, it's what you make it, so. That's why I say I appreciate the shit. It's a dope concept, whether it's an experiment or whatever they want to call it.
It's so, you can tell niggas who get dressed off the mannequin. Like
niggas
like,
who be asking me in my fucking DM, hey bro, you ain't got no pants or no shorts to go with this. No nigga, you gonna have to learn how to dress.
Okay.
And put your pieces together. Sorry.
Okay. I want to buy it, bro, but I don't really got nothing to go with it. Nigga, it's black and white. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Figure it out, my guy. You too damn old for
nigga,
that shit.
Nigga definitely be on some other shit. I want me to hold his hand
while he shop.
All right, so before the show, you went on a slight rant. No different than the other moment, but it's all good. That's how we get down. We talked about labels.
Mm-hmm.
You did feel very strong about that. Am I wrong?
I feel very strong. We're not talking about music labels.
No.
We're not talking about a food label.
No. We're not talking about the shit you put on soup cans. We're talking about the shit that you call people, the shit that you label people, you know, based off they actions and you know, circumstances.
Shit that helps you sleep at night, to put in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it just kind of it really gets up under my skin because
I think if I recall right, we was talking about the label of a pothead or addict.
Oh, being an addict.
Yeah. Because
using that term to make me feel as though, okay,
to belittle me,
yeah,
for lack of better words.
He wouldn't want to be labeled as that, so if I say this, he may feel some type of way.
Yeah.
When the reality is, like, you can label that shit without whatever you want. A label does not deter me from whatever it is I decide on what I want to do.
Exactly.
Like doing something for your lady, what a nigga gonna say? Oh, you a simp.
Oh, you a simp. Okay.
Okay, bro. That's a cool title, but that's not stopping me.
That's not deterring me at all.
Yeah, it's the titles, bro.
I don't even care about none of that.
Deep too. Like, yeah, being like not being a deadbeat.
Oh, absolutely.
Father. Like, absolutely. Niggas will, it's like, what? I can still be a great father and not have to put up with this bullshit.
Okay. And not have to cater to my baby mama every need or act like she's still my da, 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 da. No. You're exactly right. I wanted to ask you, what is one label that you have tried to avoid your whole life?
Player.
What? You never want to be labeled a player?
Hell no, bro. I'm a lover boy, but I always get labeled as a player because I don't know. I don't have no machismo, macho ass reason why. I can't be like, oh yeah, because the bitches love me. I don't know that. I don't know that to be true. I have one mind. Sometimes it's one track, so I can't keep up with a lot of that shit. I don't be paying attention to shit. Like, I really just be like, la la la, la la la, eat food, la la la, la la la, take a shower, la la la, la la, take a bath, again, la la la, la la, go to sleep, la la la, oh, make a shirt, la la la, get a drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just doing me. I'm not sitting here. But I get labeled as that, and I never want to be labeled as that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny.
That's funny. That's
gotta be in the game to play.
Gotta be in the game to play.
I can't go with it and flip my car too much. I can't even go outside.
Tight shit.
What about you? Yeah. I got a couple of labels too, but I'm not trying to hog the mic.
Nah, you could, bro.
Banana cognac, bitch.
I don't even. What's wrong with this nigga? Man, I don't even know though. I'm keeping real. I be chilling, bro. Like, I think. I guess I know labeled a statistic. You know, like how that used to be
being called a statistic.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I ain't never really want that for myself. Couple of those so like, you know,
I guess deadbeat is one for me too. I never wanted that title. But again, it goes to what I just said. Like,
yeah.
You can easily be called that just on the outside looking in, bro. I don't have no kids. I'm not trying to get too deep in this topic.
No, go ahead, bro. But take off.
From the outside looking in, just as a spectator, a lot of the shit I see is not that the father is not doing anything. He's not doing it the way the baby mother sees it fit.
Right.
And it's supposed to be a parental thing, not a mother thing.
Right.
So it could be as small as, I don't want my baby wearing these type of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But you, and the clothes is not provocative. It just might be the brand or whatever. But because you keep doing it, now you can't see him. And now that you're not coming to see him, your dad be da da da. And it's like, it's literally because she wants to do it her way.
Right.
That's me on the outside. I don't have kids. I've been a stepfather. That's not enough. But still,
I think so. Like,
I guess, like,
that gave you a little taste of it, though, don't it?
It, not for me, but I saw the other dude. I saw their side.
Like, right.
I could see when it was bullshit, and I could see when they really just weren't doing what the fuck they were supposed to do.
Right.
I seen some real niggas who was really fucking deadbeats.
Right.
And then other niggas that was just painted as villains. And I'm like,
This
nigga probably cool as fuck. Like, you be fucking tripping. You gotta chill. You really gotta chill.
Nah, that's real. That's real. And it do be like that, bro. Mm-hmm. But
that's a lie. I'm fucking you right now, and I'm telling you that your baby daddy is cool. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
Like, you wild.
Yeah. They take shit like that as male chauvinism at times.
Yeah. I don't even know what chauvinism is, so fuck all that shit. You shove these and ism.
To break it down is just, I guess, male favoritism. To feel like because you're a guy, you're going to favor a guy's opinion.
Don't we all do that?
In some form of fashion, absolutely.
Like, unintentionally, but I'm not doing that.
To me, it's like, and that's an old school term, obviously. Honestly. Male chauvinism is an old school term. Like, my mama and her people age was saying that. My mama 50-something type shit. So, to me, that was gaslighting back then.
Okay.
That's how they gaslit niggas. Yeah. Like, oh, you're a deadbeat and, you know, all that old shit, you know, just to get a nigga to do what they want to do. I mean, you know, hey. Not deadbeat, but male chauvinism.
The biggest one, and every motherfucker in Florida can relate. Green. Boy, I never wanted that.
Never.
But you get labeled that in the state of Florida, you're done.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never want to be green till I was an adult. Now, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, yeah, I just
in totality, we just saying something that we never.
But yeah,
to
you,
be,
but like that, you're right, bro. Until
now, I don't care what.
Until you know, you get comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you don't give a fuck. But yeah, boy, you dead right. Growing up, boy, what you mean I'm green?
Growing
nigga?
Up, even into my younger 20s, like until my late 20s is when I really
college days and all that.
That shit mattered. Not being like being called green. That's like almost being like, that's on the same level as a snitch. Like, your credibility goes down.
Man, why you hang with that green ass nigga, dog?
Green ass nigga.
Now your ass can't come around.
You can't come around. Don't look. And then, it's one thing if a nigga call you green.
Ooh.
But if a woman call you green,
boy,
I'm here to tell you.
It's up. It's really.
Go ahead, just take a back seat. Don't pop out for a while.
Yeah, don't do nothing.
Let the fire die down.
Cause, dog.
Hey, but that shit done started some shit by being called green.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Halfway through the episode, I just realized that they can't hear the music. It's all good though. So fuck it. We had a good conversation.
I can't hear it either, so we really having a conversation.
right. That's funny as fuck. All right. And on the flip side, though, bro, what is one that you, like, just readily, I'm that. I'm him.
What? Label?
Yeah.
I don't. Be more of an adjective, so.
Nigga, like, man, I don't know. Nigga, don't call me
nothing. I say not now. I'm getting accustomed to being called a designer.
Okay.
I didn't used to want to. I'm getting there. I'm like, I'm on the other half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because before it was just, I'm completely against it. Like, do not call me a designer. Don't call me no clothing. None of that.
I've never minded being labeled as a creative. Never minded that one. always, even like as a kid, wrote and drew and like just did everything mentally and physically, man. I used to, you know, play all the sports and do all that shit too. So, like, athlete also, especially I think probably up until like sophomore year in high school, I wasn't playing, you know, many organized sports and football and anything like that. I was on some chill shit by then, but I did. Never mind of being called creative, never being called athlete. I always been called the lover boy.
Yeah, athlete was definitely up there. Yeah. Lover boy didn't really come about till later on, because I fought it for a while. And the reason why, I had an ex tell me that while we was together, and it kind of hurt my heart. Right. She was like, "You a lover boy." And I was like, "What? No, I ain't. No, I ain't.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not."
That's exactly what this nigga.
28, I said, "Why you a fucking lover boy?" I said, "You know what? Let me just stop fighting that shit."
Man, first of all, that shit tastes like a margarita.
Well, you knew I was aiming for that.
Yeah.
I missed them days at the bar. Some girls used to call me Margarita Man. Margarita Man.
Hey, I'm still Margarita Man. That shit probably ain't going nowhere ever for me. All right. I gotta ask you some of that good old embarrassing shit. Do you ever drunk text? Have you ever drunk text? You one of them tight niggas, bro?
I have drunk text before, but it's not frequent. Okay. And when I do, it's usually because I know I'm efficient from the field. So I'm not going to pull that without knowing for sure. Even in my drunkenness, I just got that control. I don't know. My drunkenness don't allow me to foul out like that. I ain't never hit up something I wasn't supposed to hit and regretted it the next day. Nah.
Okay. So I ask that to ask you, what is the dirtiest text you ever sent or received?
And don't send dirty texts.
No.
No, I've never sent a nude. I've never taken a nude. So I don't send none of that. But I do receive it a lot. So
that nigga said I ain't never told one.
Nope. Only live shows only, baby. Live shows only. I'm not on tour though. So what was the question? I lost myself trying to crack jokes and shit.
What's the dirtiest text you ever sent or received?
So the dirty text I got, I mean, it was simple, but it was kind of dirty with the motion that was up under, I guess. It was a few nudes. One was, you know, lace, but the message behind it was, "I don't care who you with, I'm always send you these just so you can be reminded," or some shit like that. It was dirty to me. I was like, "You a dirty bitch."
Look at you.
You don't care who I'm with?
You dirty bitch. They got hit that Drewski on that one.
We gonna go to church.
We got
and it. We gonna pray for these niggas. Come on, sister.
Keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
That's the Friday after this.
Why would
you bitches need to get out the corner with all this selling pussy?
Selling what?
We gonna go to church. We gonna pray for these niggas.
I've gotten like this. Yeah, go for it.
I forgot that bit was right there. I'm sitting here like, "Oh shit, it's Jay."
Yeah. I think I get the same like type messages. I've gotten the same one like 2-3 ways, you know.
Nah, nigga, don't skip that, because you asked me first. What you done sent, nigga?
Oh, what I done sent? Yeah. What? Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I be all the way live, especially like if you mind type shit. Nah, I done got older, so I don't even be on that shit no more. Like, but man, gotta keep it gangster. I done full shows, bro. Like, I don't know.
I done made a movie before now. I just never sent nothing.
Nah, I'm talking about on some OnlyFans shit before OnlyFans was popping.
Oh.
Shit, but on some long distance shit too though. So like, you can't even really fault me. But yeah, she like, you know, I want to see you do that type of shit. But seeing that all go hand in hand, cause like,
Somebody definitely asked me if I like phone sex. I was like, nah. That shit gonna do Nathaniel Johnson for your boy. Nothing.
See, and then that's what it was.
I didn't try it. Just in my mind, I was just like, I'm not aroused.
Yeah, I thought on sent that. I'm like, all right, so like, now what do we do? Like, I don't know. Like, what we gonna do?
Right on Twitter porn, fuck around with your ass.
Right, and then I'd be like, ready. Like, shit, I can't even flex. Like, I can't send no. I don't like to get news because I be ready to fuck. Like, in the next 30 minutes, I'm like, where's you at? Right. Like, it take, in Jax, it take 30 minutes to get everywhere. Yeah. So, in the next 30 minutes, I feel like I need to be beside you.
And I'm still going, meaning it don't take much. Baby can touch my shoulder.
Type shit.
I'm ready to go.
Ready
to go right now.
Bro.
Give me the green light.
No, and pause, but like, I'm the same fucking way. Like, baby, you look at me too long. You blink the right way.
What?
So, yeah. Be having a chill. But yeah, I done got the, you know, I want to suck it. Those come in various formats. Sometimes they come with emojis and shit.
Oh, damn.
No, okay, I do remember.
I'm thinking of a text, but because when you hit, that's my competitive mind, which shouldn't be in this.
Right.
Realm.
Right. No, it is. It is wild.
I got.
He done thought back. Hold on, yeah, like, no.
Do I have one? I do. Now that I fucking remember, because I'm getting a little lit now. It's starting.
Mm-hmm.
All I text, it was real simple. It wasn't a lot. It was like, I miss your throat. That's it.
Woo.
Period.
Tight shit. That is simple. But you a dirty. You a dirty little brother. Nah, but I do remember, now that we even talking about it for real, the dirtiest one I ever got. I'm in the BDSM. I'm not going to say what I'm into and all that, though. I kind of is a little bit because of what I'm about to say next. But she sent me this porn link, and the bitch was tied up, and the nigga had a fucking...
It was hog tied.
She was definitely hog tied, ass in the L tight shit.
And, booted up.
He had a anal plug stuck in her shit, and he was like tapping it with a hammer.
Like a real hammer?
With a real hammer. He wasn't going hard like boom. But like, again, he was like tapping that bit on the butt plug, and she was like, I wanna do this. So that's the dirtiest one. I did not oblige.
This nigga called me dirty. Nigga, you are a filthy motherfucker.
I did not oblige.
Not the hammer.
No,
smash it with the hammer.
I ain't gonna lie, this shit did kind of turn me on a little bit, because I was like, damn, I ain't never seen this shit before.
I ain't never seen that. I'm trying to that.
Some of that. Man, he slayed that, dog.
That's how baby was when he kept hitting him with that fucking hammer. Ooh. Every hit. Gotta be. Ain't no fucking way.
Ain't no fucking way, though.
And again, who knows? I'll be doing some shit out there.
Nah, real shit.
I'm regular.
You vanilla? Damn, my nigga. You probably You probably an ox. You said an ox. A strong vanilla guy.
Strong just... vanilla? What the fuck?
That's what they call people who like to have regular sex.
Oh.
You call I was them, like, what the fuck? They call fuck them is vanilla.
Nigga said vanilla ox. I was like, nigga, I don't even like oxtails.
That's funny. I love oxtails.
And okay, go get I love some. Oxtails. I just can't eat them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be off that shit. Don't worry. I eat enough burgers and all that shit for the both of us.
I just be on the curry.
Oh, the curry definitely be good too, though. All right, man. We're going to do some puff puff pass.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
But it's just you, so it ain't really no pass. But I know you ain't no little bitch, so you're going to answer all the questions. With the Super Bowl just passing, I got to ask you, Mahomes or Brady? There will be no specifics. I just need to answer.
Brady, because I ain't crazy.
Okay.
Mahomes is doing great. Off to a great start.
Mm-hmm. Boy got two of them things.
Brady got how many?
Five plus two.
Six? Seven?
Seven.
How long he played?
20. And some change.
Keep working, young man.
And keep it up.
That's all they got to say. Logistics. Semantics.
College or NFL football?
College. I'm more excited watching every college game.
They matter more.
Yeah, every single game matters. NFL kinda. I don't really tune in to... I'm tuned in, but you get what I mean? Like, it's not super locked in until you get close to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe after the... I'll say after the first six games.
Mm-hmm.
Once the first half passes, that's when I'm really locked in. I'm paying attention to every single team versus just my team. Because mm-hmm. at the beginning of the season, I'm usually looking at just my team.
Right.
But once we get to about that... Especially if we're not doing good, which we weren't at the time, so I had no choice. I was like, fuck it, let me see what everybody else doing around the league. My team's stinking it up. We turn it around. And then, you know, like I said, they picked it up right when I usually tune in. So.
For shit.
I go with college because every game matters.
Track or football?
Track.
Ooh, easy. LeBron or Jordan?
LeBron.
Hmm?
LeBron James. LeBron James.
You heard the question?
LeBron James.
But you heard what the question was.
You said or.
Mm-hmm.
And I said LeBron.
I didn't say LeBron or James. I said LeBron or Jordan.
And I said LeBron James, nigga. I did not stutter.
Green adjit.
He hurt.
All right, that's the Florida edition. Green or JIT?
In what aspect? I gotta ask him this one.
Nah.
Because nobody wants to be green. But you're just saying, like,
nobody really wants to be a JIT.
Which verbiage do I prefer? I mean, I don't want to be a JIT, but I know JIT is definitely a part of the lingo, so I ain't against it. So I guess somebody called it. That's why there's no context. Because I can pick green. I'm going to just pick JIT. Because I don't like green under no circumstance. Fuck that word. I'm still holding on to that label. I got to fight that label a little bit longer. Bitch, but not call me green.
I'm sorry. Kodak or Rod Wave?
Yeah.
Trick or Berg?
Drake or who?
Trick or Berg?
Oh, Trick or Berg. Ooh. Pass. Hey, too. Pass. I ain't choosing none of them, bro. That shit just fucked my head up. So, because I thought you said I don't know who he said, but I didn't hear. I heard another artist, not Trey. Because I just want to say Bird real fast. You said Trick. I'm like, ooh, hold up, nah, nigga. Trick,
Florida's biggest legend to me,
period. And then Bird is just who I grew up with. So he means a lot. I've spoken about this on my podcast and popping up here too. How I connect with artistry and music is my upbringing. That's just my personal view. So if I grew up with it, it's always going to outweigh a lot of shit. I don't care how good sonically produced it would fuck. If I grew up with it, it's going to always outweigh a lot of shit. So can't choose, gotta pass. That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
That's your ass, Mr. Postman. I pick for the nigga. Trick.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Trick.
And I know that's, I feel like that's an easy decision for a lot of other people.
It ain't really an easy decision, but at the end of the day, that's right. I took. It's the one that's easier to explain. I could feel that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it ain't, I don't, Trick to me is literally the biggest legend to come out of Florida.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You can say Plies and Rock. Please. Please.
All right, last one. I'm going to leave y'all with a lame question.
I know niggas saying Luke, too.
Luke? Man, niggas ain't saying Luke. Anyway. Beaches or pools?
Beach. Fuck a pool.
Fuck a pool? Now, that's crazy.
I don't really get in the water at the beach anyway, so I'll go to the beach, and I don't really care for the pool because people be nasty. They really both nasty. I don't want that chlorine on me.
One of them got sperm whale, one of them got human sperm. I mean, one of them got whale sperm, the other one got human sperm.
Yep. I don't know what to call it because it's fuck both of them, so I can't really say pass because I'm saying no to both.
Do you get in the water at the beach?
Not no more. I've done it in the past. So I don't do it no more. I don't care to.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I ain't probably did that ages.
Maybe get my feet wet.
I was just finna say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Get my feet wet.
I was legit. Hell yeah, I'm back there doing backflips, jumping waves and shit. That nigga board, tripping. All that. Cut my foot on shells, all that type of shit. Having the ball. Now, I'll be down.
Saltwater burning like a motherfucker. Like, still ain't getting that.
I'm about to do it. Shades in the bucket hat, eating chicken and drinking and smoking, trying not to get caught. What the fuck? I'm out there relaxing, nigga. I'm embracing my uncleness. I ain't out there trying to be no sex uncle.
Yeah, I feel that.
Catch me with a bankroll posted on the corner like a light pole. That's right.
That's right. These niggas don't know. But we're gonna get out of here on that note. I'm feeling a little too good, man. I'ma let this go right here. I feel like this can go left really quickly.
Left's not bad, but we can take the right.
Yeah, definitely. So
I really am bad on my left though. I gotta work on that shit.
Damn.
All I can do is a scoot left. I can't do shit else with my left. I can dribble a little bit, but I can't like drive.
Right, right. Now I'm left-handed, so you know I got all that shit.
I'm definitely know how to stop your ass now.
Because, you know, everybody right. Everybody move with the right. So I wanted to fit in. So I developed the right hand so early.
I just got to turn my hip. That's it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And most niggas don't.
I can't deny it. Fundamentals. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. Yeah, tight shit. You're right. You're going to see, though. But, man, appreciate you already know. Perfect co-host, man. It took me 30 million years to find a decent co-host. And this nigga was right here next to me the whole time.
You got to find niggas who are like-minded, because a lot of niggas are not even minded. Them boys. We're going to go to church, and we're going to pray for these niggas. Good
fuck. All right, man, we going to, of course, shout out to MPN, shout out to Mr. Al Pete, shout out to my co-host, man,
Yodi, yodi.
What's so? It's white. We in the building, man.
Anything you want to leave these boys with? There we go. And, yeah, man, we out. Shit, short and sweet. Keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Yep. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Mm-hmm.